This is Chris.
Is this Christine?
It is Christine. Is this Bo?
Good. Where do you want to meet? When and where, sucker? Let's go, pussy. You're the type of guy that's so fucking pathetic that
Yeah.
it's sick.
Really?
It's sick because you're the classic beta male.
Oh,
Classic.
is that so?
Absolutely. Because I know what you're doing, man. You're probably sitting in your shitty apartment or wherever you are, up here in Boston, New York, or whatever. You're sitting there and you think you're fucking cute.
Yeah.
Because you're sending online tweets to people. You think that tweeting is fun for you. That's what you think. But here's the problem, my friend. Here's
Oh,
the problem.
please
You
tell me.
don't have an audience. No one's listening to you. No one.
Oh, no one is.
No one is listening to you. Other than your buddies or whoever you got on there, nobody's listening to you. See, this is what you fail to understand. You're too much of a pussy to do what I do. You're too much of a pussy.
Wear bracelets
You
online?
name it. You name the time and the place, my friend, I will be there and I'll kick your fucking ass. I swear to God I'll do it. If you want to do it, I'll be on the phone. If you want to do it,
I do want to do it, Bo. Where can we do it, pal? I'm just dying to get at this. Can't wait.
where are you?
In New York right now. Are you going to come up and see me?
I don't know where that is.
You don't know where New York is? That doesn't surprise me. It's
I thought
up
you
in the
said New York.
Northeast.
I thought you said New York. I don't know where the fuck New York is. That's what it sounds like to me because you got a shitty accent. I might
Oh.
actually be in New York this week, as luck would have it.
Really? Wow, that's fascinating. Are you buying more bracelets up there or a new shitty tuxedo or what's your plans for New York?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Really?
It sounds like you may be homosexual. Am I right in that or not?
Actually not. No, I'm not, but that's very interesting of
My
you to
God. Oh,
ask.
well, I'm so sorry because it sounded like you were. I didn't get that impression online,
Well, I'm
but now
sorry.
talking
Look,
to you, it sounds like you may be gay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, man, but I'm actually not gay.
Oh, okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, that's sweet. Maybe you can bring her to watch what's going to happen, probably, which she's probably not going to be too thrilled about.
Really? Yeah, I can't wait to play this recording for everyone on Twitter, by the way.
Good. That's awesome. I
Yeah.
can't wait either. That's going to be fantastic.
I'll do wonders for your career, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because see, oh yeah, I'm sure it will too. I'm sure it will too. Because
Okay.
anybody that challenges me, anyone that comes at me and writes a shitty article, a complete hit piece, like all you leftists do, that's what happens. You're getting it put back in your face, and you can't take it. You just can't take it.
I can't take it.
No, no. You can't. You can't take it.
I know, man. I'm really breaking down right now, aren't I? I'm really loosening.
Christine, this is the richest part. Look at how much of your time
Yeah.
you have devoted today to this. What does that say about you?
What does it say about you, genius?
No, answer the fucking question, Christine. What does it say about you, a leftist blogger, who has spent this much time not just talking to me, but incorporating your loser friends? What does it say about you?
Dude, you're the one that's been replying to it. You've been talking about it since last night, you
Do you
fucking
know why?
idiot.
Do you know why? I can tell you why, and I'm asking questions. So answer the question first, and I'll respond.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I saw someone being stupid online. I was having my coffee, and I was like, hey, you're being a fucking moron. And you were, and you still are being one. And I
Where
really
did you
don't
go to
think I'm
school,
the bad
Chris?
one here, to be honest with you. I really
Where
don't think I'm
did
the
you go
bad
to school?
one.
Where did you go to school?
I
What
went
kind
to
of education
school.
do you have?
Oh man, well, your mom taught me how to eat pussy when I was 13, and that was pretty sweet. No,
Where did you go to school? Where's your education? Where's your education?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, Christine.
Oh.
Christine, where were you educated?
I was educated, Bo, by your mother's vagina.
Why are you using stuff that comes from the fucking sixth grade? I mean, this is pathetic.
You're calling me
Are you
Christine
kidding?
and calling me gay, dude. Are you fucking for
Are you
real?
kidding? I'm calling you Christine because you act like a woman. That's just what I'm saying. I'm asking you a simple question. Seriously, where did you go to school?
I'm not gonna tell you where I went to school, you fucking weirdo. Jesus
Why?
Christ. Because you're a
Why?
fucking
Why would you
weirdo.
go? That's a simple question. Where did you go to school?
Hey, if you're
Why is that such
psychotic
a
enough, you
difficult
can
thing to
figure it
say? Is
out,
that
big
like a
boy.
private, is that like a privacy issue? Why don't you tell me where you went to school? I just want to know where you're educated.
Wow, you're really a fucking weird guy, man.
I'm
Just so you
weird.
know.
Oh, God, I didn't realize that. When you're out at a bar and you're talking to people and say, hey, where'd you go to school? That's a weird question. You're telling me that? Is that how ridiculous you are that you're telling me that that's not a fair question to ask where you went to school? Or is it because you didn't go to school? Which one is it?
Wow, you should maybe get into therapy, man. That's a little embarrassing.
Which school did you go to? Why is this a hard question to answer?
Bo, I believe I answered the question, and I went to the college of banging your fucking mom. Did you not remember
Well,
me
you know
answering
what?
that?
My mom actually has banged one guy in her entire life, Chris.
And
She was alive. That
it
was my
was me,
dad.
actually.
That was
Yep, and I'm your dad. And I'm your dad.
And as a result,
Bo, go to your room,
you're actually
Bo.
not.
Bo, it's time to go to your room, Bo.
Well, I do find it rich that you cannot tell
It's
me
time
what
to
to do.
go to
I
your
find
room, Bo.
anyone that
You've
finds
been
me attractive
playing
is already
online for
disqualified.
much too long, and it's time to go to bed, Bo. I'm your dad. I fucked your mom, and you came out, and now it's time for you to go to bed.
Chris, where do you want to meet? Because I don't have a lot of time,
Oh, you
and
don't
there's
have a
plenty
lot
of
of time.
restaurants
It doesn't
that
seem
would
like you
come.
have a lot of time, man. You seem incredibly busy, and I understand that picking
I
fights
am
and
busy.
scheduling
I am
fights,
busy. Hey,
man.
let me just give you a quick rundown of what's going on so you can kind of understand what it's like.
Oh,
Me and my
I thought you
mother,
were
we
so
share an
busy and wanted to
understanding.
lock down the appointment a second ago, but now you can go on another. Oh, please, by all means, share. I
No,
really.
I do, because you apparently don't even understand. I mean, you simply don't understand.
Wow.
You're familiar with public broadcasting, correct? PBS?
No, I've never heard of public broadcasting. What is that?
Exactly. Quit being facetious, cocksucker. It's ridiculous. I have contracts that I'm doing with those people for material that is mine. Now, since you think I'm a shitty artist and a shitty songwriter and a shitty singer, you'd have a hard time getting PBS to believe that, because those are people that want my art. Now, you can sit here and say online on Twitter all you want to that I'm shitty and I'm terrible and that you don't like what I do. And you know what? That's fine. Because
It
that's your
seems
opinion
fine. It
and you
seems fine,
choose
man.
your
It seems
opinion.
like you're totally cool with
But
that.
listen, Chris, shut it. You're not listening. You're not
No,
listening.
I'm listening, bud. Don't worry.
You can say that all you want to. But the problem is this. There are people out there who think entirely opposite of you. And I know that's hard for you to
Wow.
understand as a
That's hard
lefty.
for me to
I get
understand,
that.
Bo. Yeah, I know.
It is hard for you to understand. Because here's why. You tell me why National Geographic, why public broadcasting system, why all these folks across America and the world would want to use my art. Please tell me in your most educated possible analysis why those people would want my art and you think it's shitty.
Do
Please give me that diametric contrast.
you listen to a lot of music on PBS? Are you a big PBS music listener?
On PBS? I watch a lot of stuff on PBS because I think they have great documentaries.
Do you listen to a lot of music on PBS? Is that your go-to for music stuff?
No,
No,
you're
it's
not
not,
on
is
your
it? It's
studio.
not, because it's not a good
Your
music
radio
place, so
station.
shut the fuck
It's
up,
not
pal.
radio. You're
Yeah.
missing the point here, dude. It's not radio.
Yeah, that's embarrassing for you, isn't it?
How is it embarrassing?
Because you just admitted that PBS isn't a place to go for music, and you just fucking stunted on it like crazy a second ago. That's a little embarrassing for
No,
you.
exactly. Because
Yeah.
you're so stupid, you don't understand that what I'm putting on PBS is not it's a song in context of a video. It's a documentary. Do you get that or do you not get that?
Oh, no, it's hard for me to understand, Bo. Can you say that a little louder?
I will, because I'm sure you're broadcasting to this world. I'm a video, and if you want to put this out there, you're perfectly welcome to. And by the way, I do not, for the record, I do not give you permission. I do not give you permission to post anything in this conversation.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And that's going on record. And let me tell you why it's going on record. It's illegal for you to do that without my consent.
No,
You
it's
do not
not.
have my consent, Chris.
I
I'm
told
telling
you
you
it's been
right now.
recording the entire time and you knew it and you could have hung up, but you didn't. And I'm a reporter and it's on the
Oh,
record
because
now.
here's the deal. It's illegal for you to post it now. The
No, it's
government has.
not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
No, it's
is. It
not.
is illegal for you to post this conversation. Well, aside from that, because I'm recording it too, it doesn't matter. I've got it, so legally, I'm going to win. Don't make me take you to court, Chris. Don't make me do it. I'm telling you, I don't want to have to do it. But here's the deal. I have a video called Blast, and this video is about veterans. It is about America's sacrifice. It is about veterans all the way back, for people who fought for people like you and me. So
Wow.
you could sit here on your stupid computer and tweet at me and try to make fun of me.
I will
That's
make
not a
fun of you.
video that honors those people, okay? Now, I wrote the song that's in that video, and I worked with the Air Force, and I worked with the Air National Guard, and I worked with the Pentagon, and I worked with the DoD to put together an incredible video, all right? In my opinion, it's incredible, not because I'm in it, but because of the gentlemen that were in it and the people that got involved in it.
That's
And I
great.
did that because I love this country,
Wow.
right? You may not love it, but I love it. You may not love those. You may not love
Oh,
anyone like that, and that's fine, because that's your opinion. But guess what? That video has reached a lot of people. And
wow,
you think
though.
I have no audience? me online with bracelets, and I don't know why that's funny to you. I guess it's just, I'm going to be honest with you. But you think that's funny, and that's okay. That's okay. I'm honest with you on that. You know why? Because Cole would pay attention to the fucking bracelet. It doesn't matter to me. But you're so concerned about bracelets. That's the funny thing. You're like, oh, where's this bracelet from? Are you not sure, though? You want to ask about my bracelets, but you won't tell me where you were educated.
I'm sorry, I think it's weird that an alpha male wears little bead bracelets like a little girl in her arts and crafts class. It doesn't seem like an alpha male move to me.
You've never seen a man wear a bracelet?
Not like that, no.
Not like that? You haven't.
That's what I'm saying, Bo.
Okay. Well, I encourage you to actually check out some of the work of a guy that does a lot of great work in New York named David German. I don't know if you've heard of him before, but his son Evan designed a great, great line of bracelets. I happen to like them. I think they're great.
Good bead bracelets out in New York. That's great, man.
And, you know, David Beckham has been known to wear them. I don't know if you know who David Beckham is, if you follow sports, but he's a guy that wears them. There's a lot of people out there that wear them, so you act like I'm the only person that does this.
You seem very not defensive about the bracelets, though.
No, I'm not. I actually like them. What do you want me to say? I like the talk show I'm wearing. I like everything about it, or I wouldn't have had it on.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense, man.
What other questions do you have for me about my bracelets and my attire? Because you seem to be very intrigued by it.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, where you got the beads, I guess.
I don't remember, actually.
Wow, that many bead bracelets, they all just kind of blend together, I guess.
No, actually not. One of the bracelets that I had on, believe it or not, since I showed you the video for the Lion Sleeps Tonight, was given to me this summer.
Wow.
And I'll tell you what happened this summer.
That's incredible.
I had a rally for Cecil. Do you remember the story of Cecil the Lion from last year?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, the video that you saw, which you probably didn't even go to the end of because you don't care, because you don't research anything, is that video is a dedication to Cecil the Lion and to the National Geographic Big Cats Initiative.
Well, that is very powerful, though.
The philanthropic arm of something I work with. Mm. So, this summer, I was singing for a rally for Cecil, the first ever one that was in Washington, D.C. Why is that funny? Is it funny to do philanthropy? Is that wrong?
No, that's great that you did a concert for Cecil the Lion, man. That's awesome. I respect that.
So you actually respect something somehow?
Yeah, I'm not being sarcastic. I respect it.
How do you respect it, then, if you're laughing?
That's a great question, bro.
It sounds a bit disingenuous, quite honestly.
You might be right. I don't know. Who's to say? Maybe you should do some more research.
Well, you clearly are. All you're interested in is posting, you know, photos online of me, which I actually find that funny. Because my followers have actually increased as a result of you, so I thank you for that.
No, they haven't, Bo. They haven't, though.
Yes, they have.
They actually have.
Here's the thing. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter, I'll be honest. You're like, oh, well, you're not authenticated. You're not verified. You don't have... Guess what? I don't spend a lot of time there. The only time I've used it is when people like you come on there and attack me, and then I'm going to come back at you. I'm going to. Every single time.
Cool, man. Well, I look forward to being combed at.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to you coming at me.
I mean, but, you know, I gotta tell you, man, you sound like just an absolute pansy. You really do.
Wow, that's... Thank you, Bo. I had no idea. That's good to know.
How tall are you?
I'm pardon me?
How tall are you?
How tall am I? 69 inches
tall. How big are you? What's your size? Are you a medium? Are you a large? Are you an XL? Are you a small? Like, I don't know. I can't tell you got a big fucking sandwich in your face. How am I supposed to know?
Why do you care so much about my body, Bo?
I'm just curious. It's just sheer curiosity.
Why are you curious about another man's body? That's weird.
Why am I curious about another man's body? Just because I would like to know what people look like occasionally. I don't know if there's any harm in that.
Well, I mean, you were asking me if I was gay before, now you're asking me about my body. It's a little forward.
I do think you sound a bit gay. I gotta be honest, you do sound girly. And you sounded that way online, but I wasn't sure, but now I feel pretty confident that you may be riding the line there.
Remember when you played... Bo, I've given you plenty of time to talk. I just want to ask you one quick question, Bo. Do you remember when you played for the president and he was uncomfortable?
Yes, I do.
What was it like to make Donald Trump uncomfortable with your music? Thank you, bro.
Since you're not a journalist, I'm not going to answer any of those types of questions.
Well, I am a journalist, actually.
For whom?
For several publications, including the one you're having a fucking meltdown about.
Which one?
Death and Taxes?
See, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, okay. You don't know what it is, but you spent the last 24 hours having a fucking meltdown online about it. I understand.
I know generally what it is. It's a leftist site. Obviously, I'm
Oh,
biased to
obviously.
me.
Sure.
But what exactly, who's your audience? Is it all lefties?
No, it's literate people who don't like shitty music.
Oh, okay. So why didn't you name the blog Literate People That Don't Like Shitty Music?
Maybe I
Wouldn't that
should
be
maybe.
a better title?
Hey, you're the artist, not me, man. I have no idea. You might be right.
Well, you're just going to have a hard time explaining to that crowd why it is that I've had the success that I've had, right?
I don't think I'll have a hard time doing that.
You don't think so?
No,
I guess,
I don't think so.
Well, here's what you suffer from, Chris. You suffer from bias.
Oh.
And that's something that's very obvious,
Wow,
right?
that's.
You're a lefty. You like Bernie Sanders, correct?
I do like Bernie Sanders, yeah.
Okay, right, because he has a horrendous worldview. His ideas are not good. But I'm sure you voted for Hillary too, is that correct?
No, actually.
You didn't vote at all?
Well, I'm registered to vote in Massachusetts, so I just kind of wrote someone, and I didn't really like either of the major party candidates, but I did want Hillary to win over Trump.
Oh, I see. You didn't want Hillary, but you wanted Bernie.
That's right, yeah.
So you'd like a socialist takeover of America, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right. So I see where you're coming from. So you're going to pitch articles and material to a far-left audience. Was that accurate?
No, that's not accurate.
All right, then what's accurate then? What is your audience? What is the audience of Death and Taxes?
Like I said, literate people who enjoy good music in contrast
Okay,
to the
but
work you
wait a
do.
minute, whoa, 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 whoa,
Whoa,
okay,
whoa,
let me
whoa,
stop
whoa,
here.
whoa, 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 whoa.
Music, that's a very, that's a loaded term there because that's purely subjective, is it not?
Wow, man, for a really busy guy, we've been on the phone for about 20 minutes. Any.
No, you know why, Chris? I'll tell you why. It's
Why?
because it's
Please tell
people
me.
like you
Right.
who attack me, who I try to understand from time to time. Because you know why? Because it helps me in moving forward as a logical person to say, I'm trying to understand where this guy's coming from.
Oh, it
Why
seems
would he
like
be
one.
so quick to attack? I know you don't like Trump. I get that. But you've also let that bleed over into other aspects. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if Luciano Pavarotti were singing for Donald Trump, you'd still find a way to criticize him. I guarantee it.
Maybe your
Do
music is just
it.
not for everybody, man. I mean, can you possibly maybe come to terms with that?
I happen to love Pavarotti's music. So when you say you're a site that pitches to literate people who like great music, well, I consider Pavarotti's music to be at the top.
We're not talking
Maybe
about Pavarotti, buddy. We're talking about your
well,
music.
we are talking about that because here's the thing. I'm classically trained. I don't claim to be Pavarotti. He's excellent, obviously. But I'm trained in that way. So if I had music that was similar to that, which I do in some senses, why would you be so quick to say, well, your music is all shitty? That's one person's opinion. How is it that I have this many people following behind you outside of you? But do you think you're the sole arbiter of what's good music?
Yeah, I do think that.
Why do you think that? What type of hubris would you have to think that?
What type of hubris would I have to think that? Well, when I listen to your music, I want to fucking tear my ears out with a screwdriver. So.
You want to tear your ears out with a screwdriver, really? And how many songs have you listened to?
I've listened to your entire catalog from back to front, every YouTube video, every tweet, everything you've ever done, and your entire body of work.
That's a lie.
Wow, really? Is it a lie? Did I make that up? Wow, that's crazy. You figured that out. Anyway.
That's a lie. You haven't heard anything. You've heard bits and pieces of what you've heard.
Buddy, why don't you send me a free album and I will give it a totally open-minded listen
No,
and.
you won't. No, that's a lie. You're lying right now.
Okay.
There's no way you would give an open mind because you don't like me.
Well, I don't like you because you're threatening to fight me and stuff, but I think in the interest of, I don't know, even-handedness, if you wanted to send me your record and we could put this behind us and I can give it a fresh listen, I would be really happy to do that, actually.
Why would you be so happy to do that?
Because I think this has been an interesting exchange, and I think that maybe something could come of it.
Well, I'm all for number one, making amends. fans, I'm all for moving forward. I don't like harboring stuff, but I have to tell you, when someone comes at me, if someone attacks me in the way that you did without knowing me, sorry, you don't know who I am. You don't know anything about me.
I didn't like your song, man, and you were going after someone I liked, and you were going crazy on him, so I said your song was bad, and you had an absolute fucking meltdown. That's not how a public figure should operate, dude. I'm not wrong about that. That's exactly what happened, Bo. I'm sorry.
Chris, calm down.
I'll calm down. You're right. I'll calm down. I've been out of control this entire phone conversation.
Well, no, you spent a lot of time on your computer this morning, or phone, or whatever it is, tweeting at me, and I'm just telling you. You think I had a meltdown. Here's the problem.
You were tweeting me back the whole time, right?
Wait. You're not letting me finish. You're just talking over me. We knew one at a time. I'm pretty sure two-week conversations can happen that way. You don't like Donald Trump, and I get that. You saw guys singing for Donald Trump, okay? I knew there were a lot of assumptions made about me at that particular time. What you don't know is that he wasn't expecting the song. Okay, it was a surprise to him. That was something that we had talked about prior to. But here's the thing. You don't like me because I sang for him. So no matter what I do on that stage, whether it's sing polka, bluegrass, folk, you're not going to like what I do because of the bias that you have against Trump.
It's really not.
That's what I've seen in the way. And do you see what I'm saying? That the reportage of what happened at that time was all negative from the left because they don't like him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you're making a lot of assumptions, man. It's also just quite possible I listened to your song and it fucking sucked.
Well, you know what? That's your opinion.
It is, right. Thank you for saying that.
Would you say that, and it wasn't that version of the song, of course, but would you say that the fact that international radio stations play that exact song, not with Donald Trump's words in it, but would you say that that makes them stupid too?
Has the radio ever played bad music before?
The radio plays bad music all the time.
So what is your argument
all
here?
All the time.
Right.
My argument is, if someone in somewhere else, other than an area I can actually directly influence, because I can't pay them to play my music, that's illegal to do. But what I'm saying is, if those people are willing to play it, in spite of the fact, and they put on a jazz station, of all things, not pop, not country, not rock and roll, they put on a jazz station. And I don't know how much you know about German music, but I think they're pretty darn critical when it comes right down to it. Germans are pretty hardcore when it comes to music. So, if they're willing to do that, you have to ask yourself, okay, are you just going to call that entire program director and that entire station stupid?
No, I think that they made a poor choice in playing your song and account that it is the bad. Well, if I was running a radio station, for example, Bo, I'm not, but let's say that I was, and someone gave me a song that was bad, I would say, don't play it. But this radio station got a song that was bad and said, we should play this for some reason. Even though we're a jazz station, let's play a bad song instead. And I find that weird. That's not the decision I would have made.
Well, that's also because you're not a program director.
Oh, that's true. That's probably why. Yeah, I don't get the expertise. Anyway,
have you ever programmed sort of a DJ, or have you ever programmed a station?
I don't think you understand the point of my argument. Anyway, let's.
No, I do understand the point. I'm just asking, have you ever programmed a station? Have you ever had to do that?
No, but I feel like if I did,
okay,
it would
include. You're not exactly an expert on it. You're not exactly an expert. You're not advanced, right? Can we say that?
Sure, let's say that your music is good because I've never been a DJ before. That makes sense.
So let me just get this straight. You have listened to portions or all of the thing I did with Trump, and you've listened to maybe 5 seconds of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Is that accurate? Is that the extent of what you've heard?
Yes, I heard two very bad songs by you, and I said that they were bad, and you've been having a goddamn meltdown for several hours.
You didn't say The Lion Sleeps Tonight was bad. You said you didn't like the demographic of it.
No, I said it was a corny song that no one under 50 and not corny would listen to, and I stand by that.
You stand by that, okay. Well, that's interesting, because, again, the appeal of that has actually been widespread from pretty much age 3 to 60, or not even higher.
Incredible.
So you're wrong about that.
Congratulations. Congratulations, man.
Yeah. So, but the fact of it is you didn't even make it far enough in the video to understand what the purpose of it was. I find interesting.
You know what's interesting is that I stopped caring about 10 seconds in because it was so fucking bad. That's what you don't seem to understand about building an audience, Bo. You can't just expect them to listen to the whole thing. It has to get
No, I
you.
can't. You know why? You know
Yeah.
why, Chris? Because you're not my audience.
Oh, okay. And that really
Because
bothers
why?
you, it
Because
seems like. It
well,
really bothers
let me
you.
just ask you this: who are your top three artists right now
Top three
that you're listening to?
artists that I love the most are Elvis, just like you, Dolly Parton, and let's see, Johnny Cash. Those are my favorites. And I listen to those
Really? So you
constantly.
want country music?
I do. I used to live in Nashville, just like you.
That's peculiar. Well, are you
Right
going to
by
a
8th
song called
Avenue, right
Crossroads?
by Music Row, actually.
That's very interesting. Are you familiar with a song called I Cross My Heart by George Strait?
No, I can check it out, though.
You don't? How can you be a fan of country music and not know that song, Chris?
I don't know, man. It's so weird. How can you be a musician and be so bad at it?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a fair question, too. Well, here's the deal. Steve Dorff wrote the song Across My Heart. Okay?
Anyway,
Quick
I'm gonna hang up, all
little
right?
quick
I'm gonna hang
trivia.
up. I'm gonna hang up now, okay? It was great talking, and
What?
I'm gonna hang up because you're
No,
boring.
no, no. I want to tell you a story. Or
Oh,
excuse
you
me,
wanna?
quip about it.
Yeah, anyway. That was awesome.